First Chronicles chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech. The sons of Noah were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth were Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. The sons of Javan were Elisha, Tarshish, the Kittites, and the Rodanites. The sons of Ham were Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush were Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Reamah, and Sabtica. The sons of Reamah were Sheba and Dedan. Cush became the father of Nimrod, who began to be a mighty man on the earth. Egypt became the ancestor of the Ludites, Anamites, Lehabites, Naphtuhites, Pathrusites, Caslahites, from whom the Philistines came, and the Kaphtorites. Canaan became the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and of the Hittites. He also became the ancestor of the Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvadites, Zemarites, and the Hamathites. The sons of Shem were Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, Aram, Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad became the father of Shelah, and Shelah became the father of Eber. Eber had two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided. His brother's name was Joktan. Joktan became the father of Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jera, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimel, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were descendants of Joktan. Shem, Arphaxad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, who was Abraham. The sons of Abraham were Isaac and Ishmael. These are their descendants. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nebaioth, then Kedar, Abbeel, Midsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These were Ishmael's sons. The sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, were Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan were Sheba and Dedan. Midian's sons were Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldea. All these were Keturah's descendants. Abraham became the father of Isaac. The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau were Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalem, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, Kenaz, Timnah, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel were Nahath, Zerah, Shema, and Mizah. The sons of Seir were Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anna, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishon. The sons of Lotan were Horai and Homam, and Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shobal were Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon were Ai and Anna. The son of Anna was Dishon. The sons of Dishon were Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. The sons of Ezer were Bilhan, Zeavan, and Achan. The sons of Dishon were Uz and Aran. These were the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the people of Israel. Bela, son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinhaba. When Bela died, Jobab, son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his place. When Jobab died, Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. When Husham died, Hadad, son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the land of Moab, reigned in his place. The name of his city was Avith. When Hadad died, Semlah of Masrekah reigned in his place. When Semlah died, Shaul of Rehoboth on the river reigned in his place. When Shaul died, Baal-Hanan, son of Achbor, reigned in his place. When Baal-Hanan died, Hadad reigned in his place, and the name of his city was Peor. His wife's name was Mehetabel, daughter of Matrib, daughter of Me-Zahab. Hadad died. The chiefs in Edom were Chief Timnah, Chief Alva, Chief Jetheth, Chief Aholabama, Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Teman, Chief Mibzar, Chief Magdiel, and Chief Iram. These were the chiefs of Edom.